Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
You are about to hear a 15-minute free preview of the latest bonus show to hit our Patreon-only podcast feed. Top Rope Nation Patreon members have access to multiple members-only podcasts every single month, including at least one new show each and every week. This includes new episodes of TRN Classics, TRN Unplugged, and TRN Extra. Plus, ad-free versions of our weekly flagship show, merchandise giveaways, virtual hangouts, and other benefits. So in order to support us and ensure Top Rope Nation continues well into the future, and to gain access to all of these great benefits and exclusive shows, join the Patreon page now. You can get full access for just $5 per month. Click that link in the broadcast description to learn more and enjoy this free preview of one of our latest Patreon bonus shows. What's up, everybody? Another edition of Top Rope Nation Classics. We got a familiar face with us today. First time in about a year. Yeah, it's Justin Joyant. Justin, how you doing, man?
Good to be back. It's been a long time.
We're talking about Survivor Series 92 today, a much anticipated show because of the guest we have on the line who, if you're on our Patreon-only stream, you're seeing him right now or you're hearing him on the podcast feed. He is the original co-host of the show with myself. We did, I don't know how many, close to 300 podcasts together. Kyle Ross, welcome back to your old chair, sir.
Thank you. And those watching live will note I have a much better camera than I used to have, which there's pros and cons of that, Ryan. First of all, you've got to be happy the technology wizard that you are. Number two, I don't like looking at myself because this camera, it shows a lot of my like imperfections. I look very flush.
I think right you look now. Great.
Really? I think I look like shit.
I think you look great. You got the button up on, you got Vegas behind you, the hair looks good to me. I think I haven't
gotten a haircut in 4 months, Justin.
Very nice.
My God.
Well, I've been afraid to go back. Last time I was at the barber, I told him to bet a team that freaking got their ass kicked. I haven't wanted to go back since.
Don't cave into big haircut. That's what they want.
Yeah. Well, man, it is damn good to hear the great tones of Kyle Ross's voice on this podcast. Once again, I got to say, and I know the listeners appreciate it, so we appreciate you carving out the time to do the show, especially because Survivor Series 92 was a show that you attended yourself at the old Richfield Coliseum. So I guess I'm going to just start off right off the top. How'd you end up going to the show? How'd you get the tickets? And where the hell were you sitting in that big building?
Like middle of the way up. How did I get there? So I'd been to a few house shows at this point, a couple. My first one was 88. I think we've talked about this maybe in the past on the program. I was at a show in 88, Savage Honky headlined, 89, Hogan Boss Man in the cage headlined. I got to see the superplex spot before it aired on Saturday Night's Main Event. My uncle and my aunt took me both times. They'd subsequently been divorced since that second house show. My uncle, I don't think he really was following wrestling very much anymore, so didn't go for a while. Then, quite frankly, We had a family get together, and I just straight up begged my family. I was like, somebody needs to take me to the Survivor Series. And I think my grandma guilted my uncle into doing it, because magically, like the week after, he called me. He's like, all right, you want to go? And my brother went with me this time as well. He was pretty young when I went to those house shows. So it was my brother, myself, and my uncle at this show. This would have been my first pay-per-view, and I think my brother's first live wrestling event.
Okay. Very nice. So yeah, you'd been to a few shows at this spot before, the old home of the Cavs in suburban Cleveland, Richfield. Yes. Yeah, and you've talked about on the show before how your parents weren't really wrestling fans. That would be the last.
Oh, yeah, they were not going to bring me that. I was like staring at my uncle when I was begging people to bring me, because I knew like my elderly grandparents were going to do it. My parents, that was going to become hell or high water. So yeah, it was basically up to my uncle, and he bit the bullet. I don't really think he wanted to go, to be honest with you. He kind of looked a little bored when he was there. My coffee just spilled too, Justin.
He was probably worried going to another show would ruin another relationship, apparently.
Yeah, that is true. Yes. Oh, so man. Yeah, there was that. And then what else? Really, the most interesting thing to me about going to the show, and I think I've told this story to someone on some show at some point in my life, I'll retell it here, is this was when I found out that the WWF had really cooled off as a product going in, because there was one other guy from school going. I would have been in sixth grade, I think, at this point. One other guy from school going. I was like, and I knew he was a big wrestling fan. I was like, oh man, you going to Survivor Series? And he like didn't really want to talk about it out loud in class. I was kind of
like, you fucking
anyway.
Asshole.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's what I'd say now. He was a tool.
Was this? This wasn't the same guy who made fun of your WrestleMania 9 shirt a few years later, was it?
No. Equally toolish, though. I don't know who I dislike less out of those people, those two people. I was actually friends with this one guy once upon a time, but he's, I don't know, he's kind of a tool. He's bad Facebook posts now. He's one of those like high school friends that like friends, like, you know, 20 years later, I'm like, why would this guy like find me? And then all he posts is terrible Cleveland Browns takes. He will remain nameless.
Justin, do you remember, so last month on Classics, we talked about kind of our fandom at this point in time in the fall of 92. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first time you saw this show in its entirety or any of it, like the Bret Shawn match?
I don't remember where I saw the Bret and Shawn match before the network, but I can't remember how. I don't know if maybe that was a Daily Motion thing where I just looked it up. But I didn't see the entire show until the network came out, and I went back and checked it out because, you know, as I've stated numerous times before, by this point in 1992, I was basically out on professional wrestling, didn't come back until early 96. Don't know why, because my favorite wrestler had just gotten the world title, and for whatever reason.
Always amuses like, no. me.
Yeah. And I was done. You know, I made an intentional shift of my interest, because, you know, maybe like Kyle's buddy, I at that point I thought wrestling was for kids and I didn't want to be a kid anymore, even though I was fucking 12.
Yeah. No, I was kind of out too. I mean, I certainly wasn't watching each and every week. I was in third grade at this point in time. So I remember, like, if I go back and I watch the TV, I remember some of the stuff, but I didn't see Survivor Series. I know I bought the Coliseum video on eBay, probably in high school, like around 99, 2000. Oh. I think that's the first time I saw it. I'm pretty sure. And I watched the whole show straight through at that point in time. Only revisited really the tag match and Bret and Shawn over the years. But yeah, it was many, many years afterwards that I saw it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
I'm Vince McMahon.
Live at the Richfield Coliseum. The only attendance number I find around 18,000. According to Dave, there was about 1,500 tickets maybe unsold for this show. Not heavily papered, according to Mr. Meltzer. But, I mean, it looks like a pretty full crowd when you're watching this on the network. They did a 1.4 buy rate for Survivor Series 92, which was down considerably from 2.2 in 91. 250,000 buys. And of course, Kyle, you and Liam on the history of WWE over in Squared Circle Gazette, you got really into the details on business at the time and what was happening. Anything you'd like to say about the business numbers of Survivor Series 92 and where they were at the time?
This was rock bottom. You know, SummerSlam had done a really low number as well on pay-per-view. You know, obviously it did well at the gate being at Wembley, but no, this had dropped. And remember, 91 was way down from 92, 1990 as well, I should say. Just so, yeah, I mean, this was the lowest number they'd ever done on pay-per-view, I think. The Royal Rumble 89 might have done fewer, to be honest with you, offhand. I'm thinking about it. But this was a bad number and a sign of the times. I mean, business was, you mentioned Liam and I talked about it, post-WrestleMania, this promotion sort of went in the toilet, quite frankly. Hogan leaving did not help. And they just, they were grasping at straws, hit hard by scandals. They had just changed the title several times. So yeah, it was, the crowd was not that lively. It seemed that they, it seemed like they were sort of like, okay, there were people probably wondering where the hell the Ultimate Warrior was.
Yeah. Do you remember local advertising at all around that match and you know, seeing his picture on TV or anything like that?
No. I mean, I knew about the switch. I mean, I'd watched the angle with, I was personally really fired up about the Perfect switch. I'd always liked Mr. Perfect. The fact he was a baby face, I thought was really cool. I was, you know, I like Shawn Michaels already at this point. So I was kind of super jacked for the show, but I was in the minority, I guess. It's interesting. You mentioned the attendance. I just looked it up. It was up from the 88 Survivor Series.
Which, wow, that's shocking.
It is interesting. 88 was way down. 87 was a full house. 87 was like over 20,000 because, of course, the first two Survivor Series were here in Richfield. But, yeah, that is a little surprising that it would be higher than 88, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The only
I don't remember any local advertising.
Yeah. The only number I'm seeing lower was Tuesday in Texas, which is, you know, kind of a different deal. A show Kyle and I reviewed on Classics a few years back. You guys check that out in the archives. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, that one, 140,000 buys. But yeah, I mean, outside of that, this looks like the lowest that they had done. Yeah, Royal Rumble 89. You're right. That one was lower. 165. Royal Rumble 90 barely beat this, 260. But yeah, I mean, they're mostly throughout 90 and 91. They're over 400, 500,000 buys. Survivor Series 91 gets lower, 300. And then, yeah, by the time you hit 92, they're at 260 for the Rumble, 390 for Mania, SummerSlam 280, Survivor Series 92, 250. Recovered a little bit with Rumble 93, 300,000 buys. And then Mania 9 outdrew Mania 8 with 430. But then as 93 goes on, then they're back down in the cellar for sure. So a mixed bag, a mixed bag for sure. A lot of things happening behind the scenes as we're going to get into as we talk through the show and talk about the matches and the people involved. But, you know, as they start out, we get Vince McMahon and Bobby Heenan welcoming us to the show. And Heenan, as always, you know, is one of the highlights throughout. When the show gets boring, he's always making me laugh. We've always raved about Bobby Heenan on commentary on the show. And yeah, they're live there in the Coliseum. It's not a green screen or anything like that. You know, they're on the old set up by the entranceway. And so Any memories of watching Heenan up at the table, Kyle?
No, I mean, I was probably thinking, I wish I could hear Bobby Heenan, because you bring up a good point, and it's something I always harp on when comparing to the modern product. I can watch any old show that Bobby Heenan is commentating on, mm-hmm. because his commentary will be lull. I mean, now, I mean, I don't even want to get into these commentators. Just hideous. They are. I'm not going to discuss that. I don't want to shit on anybody in the problem. I'm not coming here to do that.
I was going to mention that in the intro, how into the modern product you've been, Kyle, but
not at all. Not at all. I have watched, I think if I told you guys and the viewers how little wrestling I've watched this year, I think you'd be stunned. I don't think I've watched anything since SummerSlam at all. And that show, it was a show that was in Cleveland. My wife could not believe I wasn't going. I said, dude, these tickets are like not cheap. It's not like I couldn't afford it, but I was like, I don't want to spend hundreds of dollars to do something where I'm going to be bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to drink on top of it. I don't know if you guys know this. I still have a drinking problem. So I was going to try. I was like, and sure enough, I sat there at home and I drank liquor I already owned. And I was pretty bored, quite frankly.
We texted about it because I thought about going to actually visit you in Cleveland, yeah. but I couldn't make it work because my wife had a class reunion. And you told me the only fucking way of going to the show is if you drive out here.
I mean, if you came, I would have gone. Just because you were talking about, I've never been to the Rock Hall. That would have been cool. But I know people who went. They enjoyed it. I actually I was at a party last night. I talked to a guy who went. He said he liked it. I said, God bless you.
Yeah.
I said the last wrestling I watched was 1993 WCW Saturday Night. Watched Cactus Jack and the Barbarian beat Z-Man and Johnny Gunn. I like that better than SummerSlam.
Sounds much better. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the major reason Kyle is no longer on the flagship.
I would be able to add nothing. I don't know.
It's like I can't stomach watching this product anymore, guys. But when we're talking classic wrestling, he's always game. So here we are. Matthew checking in the chat. Matthew Mudrell. On my way to do Christmas shopping, but wanted to pop in and say hi. We'll still plan to do a shot if when Kyle brings up Bruce Pritchard.
I don't know if they have covered this show on that. I don't know if he's a listener of Yes, apparently the big running joke was on the last show.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.